January 15, 1906. January 16, 1906. Sanitarium, California. January 15, 1906. Dear Brother Amidon, I have received your letter. I will send you copies of things taken from my diaries. These articles contain presentations and instructions given me, point by point. For instance, the evening after the Sabbath, I retired and rested well without ache or pain until 10:30. I was unable to sleep. I had received instruction, and I seldom lie in bed after such instruction comes. There was a company assembled in Battle Creek, and instruction was given by one in our midst that I was to repeat and repeat with pen and voice. I left my bed and wrote for 5 hours as fast as my pen could trace the lines. Then I rested on the bed for an hour and slept part of the time. I placed the matter in the hands of my copyist, and on Monday morning it was waiting for me, placed inside my office door on Sunday evening. There were 4 articles ready for me to read over and make any corrections needed. The matter is now prepared, and some of it will go in the mail today. This is the line of work that I am carrying on. I do most of my writing while the other members of the family are asleep. I build my fire and then write uninterruptedly, sometimes for hours. I write while others are asleep. Who then has told Sister White? A messenger that is appointed. If Elder Daniels is in Battle Creek, please place in his hands the manuscripts I send you. I have my work to do, to meet the misconceptions of those who suppose themselves able to say what is testimony from God and what is human production. If those who have done this work continue in this course, satanic agencies will choose for them. At the Berrien Springs meeting, the richest blessing was proffered them. This blessing they could have had if they had let Christ help them, confessing their wicked obstinacy. But they refused to take the right course. The holy angels turned away, and evil angels have been holding sway over minds. Evil angels obtained the victory at that meeting. But there is no need for me to give the particulars of this. If Brother Daniels is not in Battle Creek, please read to the church what I am sending you. I have many letters to write, and I cannot add more to this now. There is just one thing the Lord calls for, and that is for every man, minister, or physician, or lay member, to confess his own sins. Each one will have a hard battle to fight with his own perverse self. Those who have stood directly in the way of the people, having a clear realization of their perilous condition, will have an account to settle with God. Those who have helped souls to feel at liberty to specify what is of God in the testimonies and what are the uninspired words of Sister White will find that they were helping the devil in his work of deception. Please read Testimony No. 33, page 211, How to Receive Reproof, or Testimonies for the Church 5, 683. Signed. From Dr. Paulson's collection, Ellen G. White.